Passion is the theme of this month's bamboo, and as a response to that, I asked several people what their passions are and what passion means to them. I first asked Junior Gussie Antel what she associates with the word passion. This is what she said.
Passion of the Christ.
She continued to say,
it's just a really intimidating word, just passion, because a big commitment to say, I'm passionate about this.
I then asked her what she was passionate about, and she responded saying,
I really like making people happy and being there for people, and I like movies and TV and food. So I'm really good at listening and attempting to brighten their day by making them laugh.
When we were talking, she mentioned passionate people in her life.
I meet people who are passionate, and they are very inspiring. Like, all the teachers here at our school are very passionate about learning and providing knowledge unto others. And they're really passionate, and I admire them for that.
By the end of the conversation, Gussie and I were talking about how passion can motivate people to strive to be the best versions of themselves and to make positive change in the world. She then asked me an important question. She asked me if I had a passion, and if I was passionate about this project, and if I wasn't, then it wasn't necessarily worth my time. And I couldn't agree with her more. It brought up the interesting point for me that our passions give us purpose. These things that we do that make us feel good, also, I think they make us feel good because in our minds, it's our way to improve the world or to make a difference in the world. A few days after talking to Gussie, I talked to Biddy Backus, a senior, and I asked her what passion is for her.
I guess something that you were really devoted to and something that I guess you wouldn't mind doing every day of your life because, you know, going to college and all, you're asked a lot, what do you want to be? And so many people are like, oh, what's your passion? And so to me, I guess your passion is something that, like, you love doing and you wouldn't mind doing every day of your life, and it just pleases you.
Since I've known Biddy, I've only seen her without a camera maybe a handful of times. Because of that, I asked her if her passion, photography, or passion in general, requires dedication.
No. And I say that because when I started taking pictures, I started because my older sister Hannah had a camera and she would barely let me use hers. So I was like, I want to take pictures. And so she went to all these classes and I just picked up a camera and started taking pictures, but I fell in love with it and like being able to play with the light and the faces and the imagery and all that stuff. So no, you don't necessarily have to be dedicated to it. It can just be something you love to do.
I knew her photography came from a place of love, but I wanted to know why photography at all.
Okay, so I have an awful memory, like a god-awful memory. So I guess it started out as I wanted to take pictures to remember the moments because I knew I'd forget them because I have an awful memory. But then I guess it kind of developed as this thing about the Backus family, I guess you could say, because they're like, oh, Hannah did that, oh, Biddy does it too. And so like, on family trips, it is so photographed, like it's ridiculous. And I like my classmates hate me because they're like, Biddy, stop taking pictures. Like, I don't look good today. I'm like, and my response when they won't let me take the picture is, do you want to have memories? It's because like that's what it is in my mind.
Now that I knew why Biddy took photos, I wanted to know if she ever felt like she missed out on the experience because she was behind the camera.
That comes up a lot for me. Because, you know, especially being senior year and all my friends, I'm never in the picture, like, rarely ever. Mm-hmm. And so I don't necessarily get to, like, be in that moment. So there's times where, like, I have to put down this camera and I have to, like, remember that I'm not going to be able to do this again. So that is definitely a tricky part because I want to capture the memory. And especially, like, with photography, like, if you're at a pep rally, you want to keep snapping photos because you don't know, like, what pictures are good and what are bad. But at the same time, like, I need to take a break and, like, enjoy the memory.
If her photos were purely sentimental, or if there's something else behind them.
Yeah, I guess it's a sentimental thing. It's, like, I also love the very artsy side of it. Like, we'll be walking along the street with my friends, and, you know, I'll take a picture of them, and then, like, I'll see, like, the light hitting, like, this mirror, and I'm, like, I don't even tell them, I just, like, stop and take the picture, and then, like, they're, like, a full block ahead of me while I'm, like, trying to take this, what I think of as an artistic picture, mm-hmm. So I definitely have, like, the artsy side of it as well, and the ability to play with the light mm-hmm. of the world, I guess, yeah.
I wanted to know about the different photographs that Biddy takes in her other passions. Here's the rest of our conversation.
So do you think capturing, like, these candid moments are more powerful or more potent, or something about them is higher than a pose photo?
That's always very tricky for me. Because, like, so many times, like, with a candid, it's hard to get a candid because you want their face in it, but they could be looking, like, 10 different directions instead of at the camera. And so, yes, when you get, like, a really good candid, like, I gotta, you know, we have to do senior candid, so I've been, like, just taking pictures whenever. I got a really good picture of Elena Avagian. I think that's how you pronounce her name. And, like, she was, like, laughing at someone, and it was a great candid. And I tried to get another candid, and, like, you couldn't really see her face because of the light. And, you know, like, there's also, like, great pictures of people posing, too. And, you know, funny memories like that. Like, when we went ring day with myself and a bunch of others, we're, like, walking down the street, and, you know, I took some candids, but there's also, like, hilarious posed ones.
So, if you could pick up another hobby, would you, if you could pick anything and go back in time, would you pick photography?
Oh, God, that's so difficult, because I've had, like, so many other things that, like, I have been passionate about in, like, different segments. Like, I've always kind of had theater there as a constant, but then I also had, like, volleyball, and, like, of course, everyone will be like, why isn't you saying baking? Because I bake. I don't know. Because I don't necessarily think, I think you can have more than one passion.
Right.
So I don't necessarily think photography, I would have definitely chosen photography. I don't think I would have chosen anything over photography. Like, I wouldn't have been like, I'm never playing volleyball because I have to take these pictures. Because, right. Like, I think, like, part of photography is living in the moment of, like, life. And so, like, my part of my life was volleyball. So I always had those pictures to remember.
You've mentioned baking. Is this something you like to do?
I don't really know how it started. Because my mom baked. We did coffee cakes when I was younger at Christmas time. And then, like, we would do cookies once in a while. And I don't really know how I started baking. I know, like, it really kicked into gear in my freshman year. And I don't think I'm that good at it. But everyone seems to like them, so I'm like, cool, I'll bake cupcakes.
Some people, like, food's just, like, in this communal thing, so I have to make food.
I will not be your friend if you don't eat food. Okay. Like, it's a rule. Like, when Melanie Bondock and Fiona Eustace, yeah, and I, when we hang out, like, our first thought is, should we go to Aroma's or should we go somewhere else? So, like, food is definitely, like, a big thing. And I don't know, baking, I actually don't really like sweets. I'd much rather have pretzels than a cupcake, which is kind of strange considering how often I make sweets. But, yeah, food is definitely, like, I wouldn't call it a passion, but it's definitely something that I like. Correction, something that I love.
Okay.
Okay, this is Elise and Biddy signing off. I'm so weird.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.